Shir number 17. The pasuk says, "Hirchoik mizroch mima'arov, hirchik mimenu espeshoeinu." Like east is far from west, like the big distance. It's the biggest distance in the world. From east to west is the most far that could be. The same Akadosh Baruch Hu took far away from us our averes, our sins that we did tshuva on it. What's this kirchoik mizroch mima'arov? So there was one, the Belzer Rebbes explained that the kirchoik mizroch mima'arov, and the same idea is also from the Heilig Original, says this idea. He says that when someone is standing and he's facing east and he wants to change the situation and to be standing with facing west, what he needs to do? To turn 180 degrees. And when he does this turn from one side to the other, and 1 minute from facing east, he's facing west. That's tshuva. Tshuva is kirchoik mizroch mima'arov. Mizroch mima'arov, east from west, is so far. The distance is so big, we can't deal with it. It's too much for us. That's also our averes. The sins we did is like on us, and it's breaking us down, and it doesn't give us to breathe, to feel emunah, to feel bitachon, to trust Hashem, to feel enjoyment and pleasure and anahe and oineg with an avodas Hashem and learning and davening and becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's very far and very odd, but there is one thing. Just one turn of 180 degrees, and from facing east, we're facing west. Kirchoik mizroch mima'arov irchik mimenu espeshoeinu. And that we could always do. The Rambam in Ilchos Tshuva and Perik Hei, Aloche Beis and Gimel, speaks about the idea of free choice that everyone in the world could decide and have, yes, bechira to do what he wants to do when he's doing it. It's very simple. There was a lot of ideas, but after all, you decide if you're drinking this cup of water or not, if you're going or not going. And that idea of Bechira, says the Rambam, is the idea of Bechira that we could decide if to do tshuva, to leave the bad things that we did, and to go on from now on in the right way. Nach beso derocheinu venach koiro venoshuva Hashem. Let's check what we're doing, see if it's good or not, and decide Nashuva al Hashem, to return, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says, Dovor Zeh, this idea is a Ikar Gadol. It's one of the very fundamental ideas of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, that to know, it's the Amud HaTorah VeHaMitzvah, that's the pillow that's holding the old Torah and all mitzvahs is built on this idea. Re'ei, Nosati Lefanecha Ayoim, I put in front of you today, Es HaChayim VeEs HaToiv VeEs HaMoves VeEs HaRa. Life and good, and Rachman and Islam, death and evil, and the bad choices, and decide, choose, do the right decision, and do the exact thing. It's in your hands. It's very big. It looks from outside like, how could I be? Like someone is standing and asking you, from over here to Yerushalayim, how much kilometer is it? And the answer is, yeah, depends. And the way that you're standing now and facing now, it's 42,000 kilometers to come back to Yerushalayim. Like the whole going around the whole earth. But if you do just a small turn from 180 degrees and you're going to be very close to Yerushalayim, less than 1 kilometer. And that's how we're standing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and close to Avodas Hashem. And the Reshus and the we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the power and the koyach and everyone in every situation, toshiv enesh adako, in the last minutes of living, to decide to do this turn and to face the right way and to go in the way of tshuva. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives always to everyone, the power of tshuva, the power of connect, do the choice, and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Rambam speaks about it more over there in Perikei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help us. We should feel that we have the power of Bechira.